Hello, it's Father Eli here at St. Joe's in Our Lady Fatima. Today is Saturday, May 2nd, and today we celebrate St. Athanasius. So I thought I'd spend a little time just talking about him and his particular situation. So he lived back in the 4th century, probably was born early in the 300s, and was present at the Council of Nicaea, which was the first council of the church. And at that council, they talked about the Arian heresy that was going around at the time. So Arianism was kind of something that Arius, who was a priest, started to kind of proclaim and so forth. And basically what the Arian heresies taught was that Jesus was not of the same substance of God. So he was not fully God, but that God the Father created him in time at some point, and so he began to exist at a certain point. And so Jesus was not God, or at least not fully God. There were different renditions of it, but the Council of Nicaea condemned this heresy, said no, Jesus is fully God, fully man. And so that happened in 325. The council was partly presided over by the emperor at the time, who was Constantine, and he was trying to bring peace in the Roman Empire at the time. And most of the members that were there would have been from the eastern part of the empire. So the bishops from that part of the region came together. I believe that the Pope at the time sent a delegate. So they met and they talked about it, and they confirmed the Orthodox faith. However, shortly thereafter, I think Constantine died, so we had a new emperor, and then Arius kind of got in with the political leaders of the time, and so he was able to kind of make a comeback and persuade them that the Arian heresy was better because it sort of appealed to more people, perhaps, and so therefore it became something that the political parties, powerful people in the East, especially the eastern part of the empire, were kind of saying, this is what we're going to believe, this is what we're going to promulgate. So St. Athanasius, by this time, was bishop in Alexandria. He had gone to the council with his bishop, just as a priest at the time, or maybe even as a deacon, I forget. But now, at this point, when Arianism was kind of making a comeback and becoming more popular, he was Bishop of Alexandria. He vigorously opposed it, said, no, this is not the truth, and he was put into exile because of that. So he ended up being in exile several times throughout the course of his life. And what really helped him during that time was he had studied with and worked alongside of St. Anthony of the Desert, who was one of the great desert fathers, really one of the founding fathers of the monastic movement. And so because of that, he had a strong monastic sort of background. So being in exile for him was just a way of being closer to God. So he was living under harsh conditions, but that was fine. He was living alone, that was fine. He wrote things and kind of continued to keep in touch with the Holy Father in Rome, who supported him, as well as his flock in Alexandria. So over time, he continued to kind of pursue and push for the Orthodox view, and that was an important kind of rock, I guess, or strong point in the East, kind of keeping that Orthodox faith alive, the true belief of the church. So I guess why this is important, it goes to show that sometimes Christ raises up some particular person for a particular task. And St. Athanasius, certainly one of his great attributes was to stand against this false teaching of who Jesus was. And sometimes that's required, that's needed in the church, to hold fast, to have voices that are continue to proclaim the truth, who don't bow to political power, who don't bow to sort of even sometimes there can be powers that are brought to bear that kind of say, well, this is more practical, this is more helpful to us as a church or as a society, and so let's go with this and get rid of what we used to believe or used to teach. That can often be the case. Right now, if you look at our society, don't we see many times where the church is kind of told to get with the times, let go of that, whether it's abortion, whether it's our teaching on marriage, whether it's our teaching on sacrament reconciliation, whatever it is, there is lots of pressure at times to change or to bow to what society says. And St. Athanasius is a great example of someone who didn't do that, who remained faithful, who made great sacrifices and underwent many sufferings on behalf of the Orthodox faith. When I say the Orthodox faith, I mean the true faith, not the Orthodox Church, but the Orthodox faith. Just when we say Orthodox, it just means right belief or right teaching. So he was a great proponent of that in terms of Christ being fully God, fully man. So today, May 2nd, we celebrate St. Athanasius, and we pray that we too may have that same steadfastness in our day on the issues, whatever they may be, whatever they happen to be, whether they're doctrinal or whether they're practical, that we would hold fast to Christ and continue to preach and proclaim the truth by our lives, by our words, and by our deeds. St. Athanasius, pray for us. Have a blessed day, and hopefully you're able to enjoy the beautiful weather we're having here in middle of Minnesota. God bless.